Spring break is just around the corner for a lot of schools here in Wisconsin. It can be a time for parents and kids to take road trips, explore cities, and museums. One question on the table for some parents is, are the kids ready for an art museum?
And if parents aren't sure how to talk about art themselves, how can they help their kids appreciate it? Well, our next guest is here to help. Jacob Pfeiffer is a father and a realist oil painter with a national profile. One of his paintings is hanging in the studios of filmmaker George Lucas. Jacob lives and paints in Madison, Wisconsin. Jacob, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks. It's nice to be here.
Well, art can be intimidating for some people. What do we need to know about having the right attitude when we step into an art museum, with kids or without kids?
Well, first of all, it's important to think about how art really has no right or wrong answers, which actually that vagueness or generality can be intimidating to people that rely on a solid or a concrete answer to a solution. But the intimidation factor comes from not having enough early exposure to art, maybe having some uncomfortable art education in the early years that didn't provide enough of the art vocabulary. So, those are the kinds of things that might be intimidating, especially the tough guards at the museums that say no touching allowed.
Right. Yeah. So how do you get kids prepped for what it's going to be like before you even set foot in the museum? What should you tell them about it?
Well, first of all, it's important to go over some of the base rules, talk about what they're going to be seeing, what the expectation of behavior should be. I've got two kids, an 8-year-old and a 4-year-old, and my 4-year-old is a bundle of energy. And one of the things I like to do before going to a museum with him is to have him run around the block or do some jumping jacks to get all the wiggles out, so to speak. So that's important to do, because once you're in the museum, you want to be quiet and thoughtful and pensive, but it's okay to have fun as well.
So tell the kids it's going to be an atmosphere where they can't really run around. And what about the art itself? When they see the paintings, I don't know, is it through a 4-year-old's or a 6-year-old's or an 8-year-old's eyes? What's a beginning sort of first base they can think about to start appreciating the art around them?
Well, I like to talk to my kids about different ways to drill down into the art piece, not literally, of course, figuratively. And we start with description. I ask my kids, what are you seeing in this piece? What are the colors, the shapes? What are the subjects? That sort of thing. And that's really the surface of any art experience when you are looking at art. You can kind of start describing what you're seeing. The next phase would be the analysis phase. I'll ask my kids, is there a part of the painting or sculpture that your eye is drawn to? Is there anything that's standing out? How are the things arranged? That sort of thing, which then I would lead to the interpretation phase. I'll ask my kids, what kind of mood does this piece produce? What are the feelings that you feel when you're looking at this piece? I once heard a docent discuss with a group of students, what's the sound you would hear from a painting if there were sound? And I thought that was an excellent question, because the answers you hear are all over the place and really gets the creative juices flowing. And then finally, I'd ask my kids, do you like it? What do you find it interesting? Do you not like what you're looking at? And that's the judgment part of it. So ask them to describe it, go into some analysis, some interpretation, and then judgment.
It's interesting because, for me, someone who, I love art, but I still don't really feel like I know my way around it properly. My first inclination is to be, I like it or I don't like it. And it sounds like that's almost the least important part of it.
Well, yes and no. If you like it, you can spend more time in front of it and really, delve deeper into that piece. But so, just like everyone has different tastes of music, different tastes of food, and it's the same with art. You don't have to like everything you look at. So if it's not appealing to you, you can move on to the next thing that does. And sometimes it's as simple as the subject matter or the colors that you're seeing or the style of art. I'm particularly drawn to realism, so I will kind of hone in on some of the realist works that are in a gallery or in a museum right away and not give as much attention to some of the more abstract or conceptual pieces.
was going to ask you, so do you remember what the first painting was or piece of art that really moved you when you were a kid?
Well, one of the things that I remember as a youngster growing up in Milwaukee was the Zurbaran painting of St. Francis. It's in the Milwaukee Art Museum, and it's of a Franciscan monk holding a skull. It's a beautiful Spanish piece, and it's very brooding and almost spooky. And I remember seeing it as a kid thinking, wow, that's pretty powerful stuff. And to this day, whenever I visit the art museum, I make a point of seeking that piece out and talking about it with my kids.
Oh, interesting. Well, I was thinking about if we could take a painting that everyone has seen, not in person, but everyone knows of, and find our way into it beyond the surface. And I thought of the Mona Lisa painting. I know that it's supposed to be a lot smaller than we all assume it is. It's supposed to be a small portrait. But let's say we're looking at that. We're with our kids. Where would you start?
Well, like I said before, I think that I would start by asking them to describe what they're seeing. And in the case of the Mona Lisa, you know, you're drawn immediately to the face and the famous grin or half smile that Leonardo da Vinci painted on the Mona Lisa. So I would encourage the description of the piece. And then, of course, you can get into the analysis. Where is your eye drawn? And when I look at the Mona Lisa, my eye is immediately drawn to the face, the eyes, the mouth. But then as you continue to explore the piece, you'll see there's a dramatic landscape in the back with a tremendous amount of depth and atmosphere. There's a very muted palette, which creates a mood, so that can kind of move into the interpretation phase of digesting a piece. There's definitely a feeling I get when I look at the Mona Lisa, and I'm intrigued by what's going on in the head of the Mona Lisa, what are the thoughts that Leonardo da Vinci almost painted behind the eyes? So, and then the judgment is, do I like it or not? I absolutely do. I think Leonardo da Vinci is one of the all-time best.
Well, you know, there are some places these days, and we hear social debate about kid-free zones, sometimes four-star restaurants, symphonies. Do you think that kids do belong in art museums, or is there an age at which they're just too young?
I definitely believe they belong in art museums and in art galleries as well. Is there an age that it's too young? I don't think so. I mean, if there's a child having a fit or is being disruptive, just like any place, you remove that child. But, you know, I think early exposure is incredibly important, and that also trains children what are the expectations of behavior in a museum. And, you know, that sort of thing.
We talked, I think it was last week, to artist Linda Berry. She's another Wisconsin artist, and she believes that art really matters in our daily lives and that it can even help us stay mentally healthy. I wonder, what argument would you make for why it matters to expose kids to art and probably to encourage them to make it?
Well, I have an art education background and think that exposure to art education is incredibly important. Albert Einstein said that imagination is more important than knowledge, and the art class and in museums and in art galleries, that's a place that's going to cultivate the imagination. Another thing that another benefit of early art education and early exposure would be that you can show a kid that there are problems that have multiple solutions and that there are questions that can have more than one answer, as opposed to math or science that usually is A to B equals C. So,
and spring break, you know, it's coming up around the corner, and there's lots of art museums around Wisconsin. There's the Milwaukee Art Museum. There's Amoka here in Madison. There's one up in Sheboygan. Is there a good place that you recommend as a good first museum for kids?
Well, I love going to the free museums. That's, you know, reason being, you don't have that obligatory feeling of needing to spend the entire day after spending $50 on admission. So you can stay as long as you want and see the art, get inspired, and then go off and have lunch. So I would choose one of the free ones. The Chazen Art Museum here at the University of Wisconsin is free to the public. The Madison Contemporary Art Museum on State Street is also free. And I know the Milwaukee Art Museum has a family night or a family day at least once a month. So I'd encourage folks to look into that.
Excellent. Well, Jacob, thanks so much for being here.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Jacob Pfeiffer is a Madison-based contemporary realist oil painter. He joined us in studio.